wanted here.
Who'll stop me?
He answered deliberately.
Did you pay for my passage, Mr. Martin? Guess I've as good a right here as the next man.
He picked up some dice from a checkerboard and began throwing, right hand against left.
You see, gentlemen, this is deader'n mud. Can't we make a game of poker between us?
There was no answer, and he puffed his cigarette, swung his legs, and drummed on the table with rather dirty fingers. Then he pulled out a wad of bills, as if to count them.
"How's your mamma this afternoon?" a man said. "I didn't see her at lunch."
"In her stateroom, I guess. She's most all as sick on the ocean. I'm going to give the stewardess $15 for looking after her. I don't go down more than I can avoid. It makes me feel mysterious to pass that butler's pantry place. Hey, say, this is the first time I've been on the ocean."
"Oh, don't apologize, Harvey."
"Who's apologizing? This is the first time I've crossed the ocean, gentlemen. And, except the first day, I ain't been sick one little bit. No, sir."
He brought down his fist with a triumphant bang, wetted his finger, and went on counting the bills.